How about you? Have you ever cheated in a test, Gildo?
I did once in junior high school too. Probably I was 12 or 13. I remember these tests about arts, plastic art, something like that, a subject. And I forgot. And when I got school and everybody was telling me, "Oh, today's we have a test," I was like, "Oh no, I didn't have time to study." So I tried to keep my notebook open under my chair.
Sneaky.
Yes, and when I was trying to look at it, the teacher caught me and she gave me a zero.
Oh, a well-deserved zero, I believe.
Yes. Well, I didn't look at it, but yeah, it was really a bad experience, and after that, I decided not to do it anymore.
You learned from that
I
experience, it
learned
sounds
from that,
like.
yes.
Once.
Actually, it's better to, if you approach the teacher and you say, "Oh, teacher, I didn't have time to study," or "I forgot, is there any chance I could take this test later?" Maybe they might consider your request if you are a good student, of
Yes,
course.
that depends on your attitude leading up to the
Yes,
test, doesn't it?
exactly.
I mean, if you're a terrible student, a teacher's not likely to give you a chance, I think. Once
How
in
about
an
you?
well, not exactly cheating, but once in an exam in university, I had a nosebleed, all over my exam paper.
Oh gosh.
And I just stood up and left. I was a bit upset, and I stood up and I left, and I just went home and didn't deal with that appropriately. And the examiner obviously got worried because she stood up and realized my exam paper had blood on it. So she called my house looking for me, and I had to retake. I had to resit the test, the exam in at the end of summer.
Okay, but
So
at
it was
least you
a
got
biological sort of
yes.
pass, I guess.
Interesting.
Bit disgusting, really, isn't it? For the poor examiner to be
Yeah,
met
you
with
should have
it.
taken with you the test
The test?
instead of returning with your blood on
Yeah, I should have
it.
taken it, shouldn't I? But maybe I would be accused of cheating if I did
Yes,
that.
yeah. Well, that happens though. I've seen students with nose bleeding.
It was very rare for me. I was very surprised. That's why I was upset, because I don't
Ah.
get nosebleeds. But suddenly, that day, I did.
Uh-huh.
Very suddenly. It was very surprising. A real shock.
I see. Amy, you got children, right? How would you feel if you caught them cheating or if you heard that they were cheating on a test?
Oh, that's a good question. I guess I would be upset emotionally. I'd have to talk to them and find out their reasons for it. Why are they cheating? Why did they? Find out if it was cheating because of panic, because they haven't managed to study, or cheating because they just don't want to do the work. So I think you have to find the motivation for it and take it from there,
You know,
I guess.
sometimes when we ask them or when we tell them that, they are like, "But you did that once. I'm sure you did that once." So how do you think you will deal with that if your daughter says to you, "But I'm sure you did it once.
I think
Why are you blaming me now?"
I have to divert that question away, I think. It's not about me, though, is it? It's about you
Exactly.
right now.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
finished at school, unfortunately. So I think that's would be my strategy. I
Uh-huh.
would
Yes.
divert the attention away, and
Yes.
I think, remaining calm about these things is probably the best way to go, because I know my daughter would ex fully expect me to be livid about being caught cheating on a test. So I think I would have to surprise her and remain calm, because I get really grumpy with her anyway over stupid things. So I
Yeah.
think she, if I stay calm and talk to her about it
Yeah, I think it's the best
rationally,
thing.
yes.